You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
All right, here we go. It's hour 5 of the Nation. Rangers pregame with Sandler is coming up at 6:30. I just saw a note here on MLB Network. Over the last two seasons, Marcus Semien, sample size of 14 games, he's hitting .314 against the LA Angels of Anaheim, Southern California, which they play tonight, 7:05. Kamar Rocker on the hill, so he might need some run support to get a dub the way he's pitching, but fingers crossed that Rocker gets the job done tonight. We have good news on Leiter and Langford, and anyway, here's Woolchuck with a proper round trip.
We've got Wyatt Langford, who's going to be in Frisco tonight, getting himself a rehab start, so we're looking forward to that. He's also going to be there tomorrow, so if you want to go check out Wyatt, you've got the chance. They're taking on the Amarillo Sod Poodles, which is the Diamondbacks affiliate. So looking forward, hopefully Wyatt just crushes it. Maybe he hits for the cycle there in AA.
The nickname of the Arizona minor league team is the
Sod Poodles.
Sod Poodles?
They're AA team, at least.
AA team, yeah. I'm sorry.
The Amarillo Sod Poodles. Do we like that?
So is that like a dog that's hanging out on grass patches?
I mean, you're asking a lot of questions that I don't really have the answers to. I mean, I don't know what a sod poodle is.
Soddies. Minor league baseball team, Texas League AA affiliate of the Diamondbacks.
Huh. Sod poodle. 877-881-1053. Yeah. If you know what a sod poodle is, let us know. Luke Jackson, in his last 8 games, 7 2/3 innings, no runs, only 5 hits, 5 Ks, 1 walk, 6 saves. He's been absolutely brilliant, and I hope that this just continues throughout the entire season. And the Rangers found their closer.
You're looking at a nickname for a prairie dog in the Amarillo area.
That's where we're going.
Sorry, Woolchuck. Back to you
good.
With the baseball.
Good job. We're prairie dogging it. Leiter was also out there today throwing in right field prior to the game, so he's with the Major League Club right now. I would expect he's rejoining the club probably after the Dodgers series. He'll be back in the rotation. It's going to be awesome. 512 wants to know, are we able to listen to Draft 101 tonight? At a later time, you will be. We're going to
tomorrow,
film this,
and
it'll be up on our YouTube page.
Yep.
So you'll be able to check it out there. This was a crazy story that I just saw from Jeff Wilson. But Bruce Bochy had a surprise during the media session. Apparently, Patrick Corbin almost did not pitch last night after he was bitten on the foot by a spider. He ended up hobbling into the clubhouse, but improved enough to pitch. Bochy said it was like 50-50 if he was going to be able to go. How crazy
what
is
got
that?
Him?
A spider. I don't know. I don't know what kind of spider it was, but geez, that's wild.
Yeah, that is crazy, man. I always assume, but I've seen a couple of black widows lately.
Oh,
in our backyard.
That's terrifying.
Know? So I don't know. Like, I guess a brown recluse could bite you bad enough if one was in your sock or your shoe. That's how spider bites like that happen quite often.
Mm.
But I'm usually not scared of the spider. You know, I just assume I can squish you quite easily. There's no need to scream.
Man, the spider was always the thing that haunted my dreams. I had a lot waking up in the middle of the night freaking out that there was the biggest spider you've ever seen just like crawling on my chest. But was this a clubhouse spider or was this a home spider? And then
it must have been a clubhouse spider.
Yeah, dude, we gotta get that cleaned up.
Yeah, just go ahead and spider spray that.
Yeah, we gotta get somebody out there to fix that problem. But a pregame spider bite
that would have
been an interesting pregame scratch.
That'll put you out.
Every time I get like a little bump or something, I think it's a spider bite. Like, oh man, maybe one got me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're waiting for it to get bigger. I put a hole in your arm or something like that. Because they're so sneaky. They hide in little weird spots.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. You never know where they are.
Yeah.
Damn spiders.
Now, the most likely thing ChatGPT says, and this is very common in Texas, I asked it, what kind of a spider could bite your foot and make it hurt, but you'd be okay in an hour or so? They said wolf spider. Okay.
Oh, the wolf.
Yeah. Wolf, the spider. Wolf spider. You see them a lot in Texas lawns, and they get big. You can see some big old, they look like damn near like a mini tarantula.
Mm.
Furry.
Sons again. Oh,
furry? Well, it's going to be a tarantula, and then it bit me. Oh. Yeah. It's not going to be a wolf spider. I'm not going to know the difference, bro. Bro, a tarantula, bro, just bit me.
Not into that.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would think we need to go see a doctor. I would not be starting pitching tonight if my foot hurt really bad from a spider bite. I would assume highly venomous. We got
to
go.
Yeah, we need to cut this open.
If you get bit by a spider and you see it happen and you feel it, do you have to like grab the spider to take with you to let people know, to let the doctors know what you got bit by?
I'd probably just take a picture.
Brian's going to carry it with him in his hand. Out. Like, hey,
the dead spider. I mean, I think like as I'm,
this is
like,
the spider.
As I'm losing consciousness, do I like try and reach down and like put the spider in a glass or something, you know, to like take
it
with?
Smash him. Just smash him, put him in your pocket.
And then take, hey, Doc, I'm losing consciousness, but here's what bit me.
Just save it for later.
That kind of thing. Yeah. I'll tell you
what, be scared as hell.
Whoa. I'll tell you what's weird. I saw a video the other day of a lion getting bit by a cobra in the wild.
Yeah.
He stepped on him, and then the lion just went berserk. Yeah. And they have it on film, and I'm feeling like, man, you're filming this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And the lion's just dying. The
lion's not as tough as they come out to be. Like that thing, I see some baboons jump a lion.
I saw that too, bro.
Yeah. That thing got bit on the foot. And it starts circling and just was flipping around, rolling on the ground.
Yeah, that venom, it doesn't matter who you are.
It wiped him out. It wiped him out.
Those baboons, though, they work in packs.
Yeah, like they baited them.
The teamwork factor. They
Who has better teamwork, the baboons or the orcas?
Well, that's a good question.
That is.
That's a real good question.
Orcas are...
I would go with the baboons because the orcas, they have no threat. Like, they're just toying around.
Yeah.
They're having a good time.
Yeah.
They have no concern that the seal is going to hurt them.
Yeah.
The baboon's in a dogfight for its life.
Yeah.
Yep.
They get bit. It could be game over. We have a follow-up on the chicken wing deal from yesterday.
Okay, so this was Jim Palmer, by the way.
Yeah, it was Jim Palmer.
Alleging that he's never had a chicken wing or fried chicken.
I think he's Mark B. on your Scantron again for false.
So he revealed this on the broadcast on Tuesday, and we Eric, you highlighted this. So during Wednesday, he did make this claim, if indeed the Baltimore Orioles were to do this such thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will, if they hit another grand slam while I'm broadcasting, I will make sure I eat a chicken. If they do it tonight, I definitely.
So that's what it's going to take?
Yes.
All right. Scout's honor. I want you to stare into that camera. I want you to tell the people of Baltimore, people of Earth, what you'll do.
I will eat a chicken wing, one, if they hit another grand slam.
So there's a long fly ball.
Yeah. They just hit one. So then he says, okay, so if they hit another grand slam at any point this year, Jim Palmer will eat his first ever chicken wing. So now we've all got to be rooting for the Orioles to hit a grand slam, and the odds of this are pretty darn good. There were 89 grand slams in all of Major League Baseball last year.
Okay.
I think we're going to get one from
How many did the Orioles hit?
Pretty good chance.
I think quite a few. I mean, they've got a pretty good offense.
They got a really good offense, I think.
They're good for two.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got to be hoping that Jim Palmer can make this launch
one. And in the good news department, annually there's between 10 and 15 spider deaths per year.
Okay, just 10 to 15?
The last confirmed spider death in the U.S. was decades ago, and now it's being debated as if it really happened. The black widow, the brown recluse won't kill you.
You got a hole in your foot.
That could happen. Yes. Yeah. You could get some what's called necrosis.
Look at Dawson's like, hey, man, necrosis. You're not going to die.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, you're not going to die.
Laugh at spiders.
Yeah.
No one's dying.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Be like that bald dad, right?
Everything's all good.
Yeah, we're good.
So we had Mets and Twins, and there was a glaring error that wound up costing the Mets a run in a game that wound up being decided by one run, and the Mets lost 4-3. Two outs remaining in the sixth. Twin shortstop Willie Castro drove in a run with a ground ball to first base, despite being thrown out. The call was blown by the first base umpire, and relief pitcher Jose Buto undeniably reached first base before Castro did. So the run then gave the Twins a 3-0 lead, and the game eventually ended with the score of 4-3, ultimately making it the deciding run. So now we've had LASIK come on out and say, better vision, better calls. Yes, we are literally offering all Major League Baseball umps free LASIK. And I think they should all cash in on this.
Deal.
I mean, we got LASIK from Brooks Eye. It was not free, but it's the best money I've ever spent in my life.
Yes.
You guys need to sign up.
I think I got to do that this summer.
You get bionics these days.
I got to do that this
summer. Living in a great time.
I mean, you're trying to fight for your jobs here, umps. You're trying not to be replaced by the robos.
Even just job aside, like how much better just would your daily life be? I can confirm 10 times better.
You got to make it happen. Yesterday was also the first day.
Might be
some
divorces.
Oh, damn.
We had 5 number one draft picks homer on the same day yesterday. Bryce Harper, Jackson Holliday, Spencer Torkelson, Mickey Moniak, and Henry Davis.
Wow.
That is very rare. Last time that ever happened was August 7th in 2009. This happened just 6 times in Major League Baseball history.
Terrific stuff, Woolchuck. Thank you for that report. We've gone around the bases once again here on The Fan. We'll wrap it up with a hodgepodge before we get to the pregame, Chief.
The Ultimate Baseball Hot Dog Tower plus the latest sports doc. I can't wait to watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next in the nation.
All right, Draft 101 coming up here at our Performance Showroom. Salute to everybody making their way in. There goes Tommy Yarish. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Chief, what you got, buddy?
We got a great concession stand item in Miami at the Marlins Park. It's in your DMs. But first, I want to unveil to you the latest Netflix Untold sports documentary. Did you guys see this? The Gilbert Arenas story.
About carrying the guns.
About the gun incident between him and one of his teammates, Javaris Crittenden.
Yeah.
And the title of it is my favorite part. It's just simply titled Shooting Guards.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is great.
Still cracking jokes about it.
There is no fat on that title. Just straight and to the point, Shooting Guards. And it'll be premiering on Netflix on May the 6th.
Legendary story. You know, they play that card game Boo-Ray, and like tens of thousands of dollars can be won or lost.
Seen it in a hand.
Yeah.
I saw it one
time.
On
a flight. On a flight. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah, I think it was all like Gilbert Arenas was kind of just doing it as a joke. Like, he's obviously quite the personality. It was a bit of a prank war to some extent. But Crittenden had ended up like saying like something about like, I'll shoot you or whatever. So the next day, Gilbert Arenas was like, OK, well, like, I'll give you the piece to do it with. And then the dude took the gun and pointed it at him. And everybody just scrams out of the locker room.
My goodness.
Because it's obviously a very intense, ridiculous situation. But Gilbert Arenas, I don't know. I can't wait to watch this. It's been so long. I'm sure there's some individuals that aren't too familiar with it. But getting the entire backstory on how that all came about and the fallout of it all, I am definitely going to be locked in on that. But salute to Untold and Netflix for the shooting guards title. That is just picture perfect.
Gilbert Arenas was on his... I mean, he was doing legendary stuff, dropping 50-point games when that was unheard of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a beast.
And then the knee got him. You know, he had the knee like Brandon Roy. Well, all of a sudden, the wheel just didn't work.
Okay, so new at Marlins games, the ultimate hot dog tower. For $85, you get 4 hot dogs, 4 Polish sausages, and 4 corn dogs. And this thing
12 total dogs.
This thing is built up like almost like a fondue fountain of sorts. You have like a big plate at the bottom with the dogs, and then there's a smaller plate above it with the Polish sausages, and then on top of it all, it looks like you have like a bunch of, and you have like French fries with chopped up sausage on top of it with Parmesan. Certainly passes the eye test. These are not like dollar dog night dogs. These are like nice Nathan's looking charred up dogs.
I would love to get that if I was in a suite, and in a suite, that might be good cost per product or whatever. But man, you got to bring that down to $40 or $50. $85 for 12 dogs. That's like $7 a dog. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. You just went 4.5 flawless once again. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiofalo and Brian Broaddus and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. We're back tomorrow. Rangers, Dodgers. We're going to be live at the ballpark at 2 o'clock till 6:30. Until then, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Rangers. 105.3, The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.